What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Not the starting quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts. We're going to hear from him as well. Jim Hunter at 12:30 to talk about the Orioles off today, sweeping the Red Sox back home this week for some four-game series fun against a couple of teams. So it's going to be interesting to see the Birds be spoilers here in 2025 because their playoffs hopes were spoiled a long, long time ago. But let's bring Nolan McGraw in. Quick draw, what's up? On this Woman Crush Wednesday, by the way.
Doing good today. We didn't get to this yet this week, but it comes from the world of baseball, and it's kind of in line with what's been going on with Rob Manfred's tenure as commissioner. He can never quite sit still, is never content with the state of the game, always looking to change something. Well, what's the latest example of that? Over the weekend, Sunday Night Baseball, as a matter of fact, teasing the idea of potential league expansion. Now, that alone, I don't think would really upset anybody. You know, more teams, more baseball.
Yeah, let's get Montreal back in the game here.
Sure. You know what I mean? You know, no definitive cities have been selected, but he wants to get the ball rolling here while also admitting that he's coming up on the end of his tenure as commissioner.
Sweet.
2029. It maybe can't come soon enough in the eyes of some, but he wants to get the ball rolling before he's out the door. And that would mean not just adding two more teams for the first time since 1998. It would mean that you're probably going to have to realign. Well, not probably. You are going to have to realign your divisions, the entire structure of your league. So there's been some proposals out there. Jim Bowden, among the most notable, to come up with what the new AL and NL would look like, or as the commissioner put it, maybe make it like the NBA, East and West. Whatever you call it doesn't really matter. But this proposed realignment, at least for Bowden, see how you try this on for size if you're an Orioles fan. You lose your rivalries with the Red Sox and the Yankees.
Bogus.
All right. Not going to sit well with a lot of people. But under Bowden's realignment, they would join the Mid-Atlantic Division alongside the Pirates, the Nationals, and he has Charlotte as an expansion city here. So that's not definitive, but a hypothetical here.
No. I say thumbs down.
Look, you don't want to lose the Yankees. You don't want to lose the Red Sox. Those historic rivalries.
Well, they're your money makers for the Orioles, too.
That, it means
they're
a lot.
They're their premium tickets.
From a winning standpoint, it might be nice to be in the same division as the Pirates.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to deal with Paul Skeens, but that's for what, another 5 years, and then he'll be gone. And they don't spend money. The Nationals. All right, they have a World Series in recent history, but yeah. Outside of that, a lot of rebuilding, and then you got an expansion team in there. I don't know.
Nah,
I'm saying
I'm passing.
Well, if it becomes less of a hypothetical and more of a reality. Now, that Mid-Atlantic division is not set in stone. They will realign. It's just a matter of how many rivalries across the league you want to break up, because it's not just an AL East thing. I mean, think about the NL West. Dodgers-Padres, pretty hot rivalry now.
Well, the Giants, historical.
Sure, but you wouldn't want to break up either one of those.
Cardinals-Cubs, can't do that one.
Yeah.
I don't like it. None of what you're saying. Whatever you're putting down, I'm not picking up what you're putting down. Nolan McGraw, and it's not you. It's Rob Manfred and Jim Bowden trying to be creative. I get it. Charlotte is an expansion team. I have no idea. Yeah. You know what I mean? But Montreal, perhaps. Get another Canadian ball club in the mix. Now the Nationals. So, no, I don't like any of that. None of that sits well with me. Let's get baseball to where a ball's a ball and a strike's a strike. How about we do that first before we expand to 32 teams?
That should probably be at the top of the list.
Yeah.
Other proposed cities out there. Nashville is probably at the top of the list for cities that could land one. Portland, been thrown out there as well. Hard to say. Another realignment suggestion here for the Orioles to join a division with the Braves, Nationals, and Reds.
Reds?
Yeah, that one doesn't. I don't know. You're going south with the Braves, over Midwest with the Reds. I don't know. That one's a little weird. They're still calling it Mid-Atlantic. That makes no sense at all.
Well, I saw one where they're still, and keep in mind, everybody's throwing out these proposals, and there's no guarantees this is even going to be reality when it's all said and done, but they're still with the Yankees. It was Baltimore, New York, Boston, and I can't remember.
Philly?
Nah, I think they're still. I can't remember who it was, but it was more of an East, maybe Florida somewhere, or Miami, whatever. Whoever it was. I don't know. Keep the Yankees and Red Sox. And
well, how's this?
I didn't mention
Bowden doesn't have them splitting up. He has them staying, but joining would be the Mets and the Phillies. Talk about a powerhouse, big spending division there.
I think that would be good.
It'd be hell for the free agency.
Well, how about this? Throwing a curveball on that. Forget about the realignment into divisions. If he goes east-west, so the All-Star game's now east-west? Not American National?
Well, it's just semantics at that point.
Yeah.
Whatever you call it.
Yeah. No.
I mean, the only point he made that I think actually makes a lot of sense is about TV scheduling. If you can keep West teams on the West, East teams on the East for playoff purposes, that you're not going to have, Boston traveling to face the Angels in a 10 o'clock game or something like that.
Oh, I gotcha.
But that's pretty insignificant in the grand scheme of things.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of a time-honored thing that you have to do those sorts of travels to get to the Fall Classic. But boy, we're way ahead of ourselves. But not like Rob Manfred trying to fix things that aren't broken. When
can't
there's plenty
still,
of broken things going on in the game as it is. Nolan, we have time for a funhouse trip, or are we going right to news from the
Nest? Going straight to the Nest, baby.
All right. We'll come back. News from the Nest. John Harbaugh coming your way next. Buy or sell. Count the midweek money. And then Jim Hunter, talk Orioles with him. NFL launch at 1 o'clock. Want to hear from Joe Flacco? American League East report, and then Chris Boom Baca, Sis Boom Baca with Chris Boom Baca from USA Today talking NFL.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking,
or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.